And now on the Ray Hadley Morning Show, find the winner thanks to YouBet.
Our man's on the line now, Jared Daffy from YouBet. G'day, Jared.
Hello, Ray.
You got a winner for us or two?
Well, hopefully. Racing goes a little bit quiet now with all of these carnivals over, and obviously winter racing, but there might be a couple there tomorrow at Rose Hill. Race 6, number 1, Cafe Society, has been probably the best back runner there tomorrow, $8 into $6 currently. And in the race 7, Very Delicious, number 5. Now, $6 into $5 mightn't sound that big of a move, but a couple of really well-educated punters took the $6 as soon as that went up. So you've got to respect that, as I point out each and every week. And across to Flemington, if you can wait till race 9 there tomorrow, number 4. Yeah, I know it's a big ask. Race 9, number 4, Nautical, has already been $9 into $6. And it's one of those ones where it wasn't 9 and then it was 6. It's been backed all the way down. So race 9, number 4, Nautical at Flemington.
I think tomorrow at Rose Hill, the punters are going to have to just stand by. I spoke to Lindsay Murphy, the track boss, last night. They had a bit more rain. It'll be heavy. It'll just determine how heavy it is. I think it was a heavy 8 going in. A bit drying today, a bit drying tomorrow morning, but it's probably going to be still mid-heavy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. And I guess we're seeing more and more of that, particularly this time of the year, that the punters now, because there's so much information out there regarding track, and more importantly, track bias, a lot of people tend to wait until perhaps a race or two tomorrow before launching later in the day. So I can understand that, but it is what it is.
Have you done the form for race 5 at Rose Hill tomorrow?
And we're talking, oh, well, hardly ever. I couldn't win last start.
I beg you, don't say it like that. A little fella tried his heart out.
Yeah, he did, but he didn't win.
Well,
I was on for $21, but you get good odds again tomorrow, if that's any help. It's $11 to win.
There's two. I thought Clary was going to scratch him, but he's got 54.5, which is a luxury weight. He's lightly weighted. He's drawn out a bit deep, and with the track being rain affected, it mightn't be a problem.
No, that might not hurt. The other thing, too, is and I guess one thing in your favour, that race has been really quiet. It's sort of nearly $5 a field, so it's open, it's quiet. No one's cut loose yet, so that puts you in the race for sure and certain.
All right, and I'm starting my first day of my holidays by going to Rose Hill to watch a little bloke.
Holidays?
Now, listen, just quickly, the rugby league. I'm doing this Bronco Knights game tonight. They're unbackable, the Broncos, aren't they?
$1.17. The Knights are really on the nose with punters, Ray. $5.15. That handicap line there, minus 14.5 points, which is a big game in rugby league these days. Most of the money for the Broncos to cover that line.
And what about the other game that's on 9 in New South Wales and the ACT, Rabbitohs and Seagulls?
Yeah, well, I don't know whether South should be as, or deserve to be as short as they are, but they've shortened up $1.40 into $1.34 already. $3.25 for Manly, and that minus 8.5 points, it's into $1.80. That's where all of the money's gone on that game as well.
All right, Luke, we'll talk to you next Friday. I'll catch up with you in a fortnight. Have a good time.
Thanks, Ray.
All the best. That's Jared Daffy from YouBet.com.